So I'm sleeping all night. But something very interesting happens. There are people all over the world making news. I mean, the world's different from the time I close my eyes till the time I wake up. And I want to know what's happened during the night. I think a lot of people do. That's probably one of the first things some of us do is to make sure we check in with one of the news channels or check our phone, maybe check what's on the internet. I used to have a newspaper that arrived early in the morning in the good old days. And at that point, I could just go right out and get that and check out the headlines. Of course, I liked it better then and I like it now, whether it's even on my phone, when it's good news, which isn't nearly often enough. No, not these days. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about waking up to good news. Our word for today from the Word of God. We're in Psalm 143, verse 8. Listen to this. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. See, God's inviting us here to check out the news from heaven every new morning. And if you do, you will notice the headline is always the same. God's love is unfailing. God still loves you very, very much. Basically, David is saying, that's all I need to know about this day. This day may be filled with stress, pressure, danger, challenges, but all I need to know is that I'm covered again. I am covered by the unfailing love of my Heavenly Father. Why? Well, I've put all my eggs in one basket. I have put my trust in you, Lord. See, it means hanging everything on the protection and the provision of a God whose love for me is uninterrupted and unlosable. That's security. And he will show me the way I should go for this particular day. That's the way to have a day where you have peace no matter what, and joy no matter what. We got a lot of days that aren't like that though, right? The problem is that I think we choose early in the day to focus on other headlines instead of God's banner headlines. Instead of focusing on God's unfailing love, we fill our heart with a headline like this. The money is failing. My strength is failing. My health is failing. My loved ones are failing. My dream is failing. The church is failing me. In fact, every earth thing, every earth person will fail you sometimes. Many mornings, you will wake up to a headline about something or someone who has failed you. But God's word offers you a headline that never changes, the unsinkable anchor to this particular turbulent day. His unfailing love is still unfailing. The Old Testament prophet promises every new day he does not fail. God, again this morning, whatever's happened, still loves you very, very much. You are covered by that love. You are blessed if you are one of those rare people who are always calm at the center, like the eye of a hurricane. Look, none of us knows what news will break in our life on any given day. That's why I love the security of Hebrews 6:19 that says, speaking of Jesus, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. One love that will never leave, one unmovable relationship, one unlosable security, and it all begins with a trip to the cross where Jesus spent his blood and his love to pay for the sin that separated you and me from God. How wonderful it is to wake up in the morning and go, I know he loves me. I've opened my life to that love that began on that cross. By the way, have you done that? If there's never been a day you have, make this your day to say, Jesus, I'm yours. You want to know how? You want to make sure you have? Go to our website, anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Every morning, empty your emotions, your attitudes, to the headlines from heaven. They overrule every other headline. The morning news is always this, God loves me today.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.